I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Outgoing Without Going Out. It is Gabby and only Gabby here today doing a solo episode because I was obviously not able to be on last week's episode and we have so much to catch up on. So we're just going to have a little chit chat, catch up moment, catch you up to speed on everything that I've been up to because it's been a lot. It was so much back to back to back and I just cannot believe that within missing 1 week of recording, I have probably like 10 different stories of things that happened to fill you in on. So lots of that. And then honestly, I have been in such the holiday spirit lately. So once we're done just chatting and catching up, we are going to do some fun holiday Christmas themed BuzzFeed quizzes because I found some really good ones. And honestly, there's some that I would have just taken in general. So I might as well just record it on the podcast. I feel like you guys always love when we do that. It's so much fun. And I'm just going to walk you through all of them. We got some from like, how well do you know Elf? Which, if I don't get 100% on how well do you know the Elf movie, I'm going to be really disappointed in myself because I feel like I've gotten to the point where, I'm sorry if you just heard the beeping, that is my washer. It sings to me every time it is done and it's very loud, but I've gotten to the point where Elf will play in the background and I think if I left the room, I could continue quoting the movie probably from start to finish. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but like I really feel like I know like all the like little one-liners that are not even main quotes in the movie. Like when the girl's sitting down at his desk and she's like trying to sell the children's book and she's like, but the children love the books. You know, like those kind of quotes I know word for word. So we're going to see how well I know that, how well I know the Grinch, and just a whole bunch of other fun holiday-related BuzzFeed quizzes. But before we get into all of that, let's get into our weekly scoop. So the last time I recorded, I believe, was like right before I was about to head to WSF for the weekend. So you guys are going to get some behind the scenes tea, cheer related in this video. But so we went to WSF. It was just LJ going. It was of the whole weekend, just LJ and Revs from Top Gun. So it was a very like low key weekend, honestly, because normally like when we go as a program, obviously, there's just, like, way more to do on the weekend. Like, there's so many teams to cheer on and everything. So, it was a very, like, relaxed, just fun, LJ-filled weekend. And it went, as much as I want to say better than expected, it went, like, obviously as well as we were hoping for. But it was just such an amazing weekend. So, they went out day one, and it was a great day one. It was not a perfect routine by any means. They definitely did not hit, like, a zero, but we were extremely proud of them for the routine they put out. It was a really, really good routine, really good fight from start to finish. And we ended the day in first. So then going into day two, obviously, like, we felt like we knew what we needed, what we knew. That didn't work. We felt like we knew exactly what we needed to do as a whole to just, like, solidify not only winning our division, but hopefully getting a paid bid. So then, well, after day one, though, we had a team bonding at the bowling alley in good old Louisville, Kentucky. Oh my gosh. Wait, I didn't even fill you in on my travel fiasco. Guys, there has been so much that has been happening. Okay, well, I'll get to that in a second. But we went bowling, had honestly a blast. I have not been bowling in such a long time. Had so much fun with them. They are just such a funny group of girls. If you want to see more of like behind the scenes and stuff, I vlogged the whole weekend. So obviously it's Vlogmas. So you guys have been seeing lots of content from me. But vlogged the entire weekend of WSF, so that is up there as well. But before I even got to WSF, I woke up at a nice 5 a.m. getting ready to head to the Miami airport, and I wake up and I get a notification from, of course, American Airlines, my least favorite airline. I am so sorry, a burp just came out and I could not control it. My least favorite airline. I don't know how so many people love them, how so many people fly them exclusively. I have never had more than probably one flight in a row on American Airlines be unproblematic, if I'm being honest. So I wake up, have a notification. Your first flight is delayed by not just a little bit, 4 hours. Well, okay, maybe that would be okay. However, I wasn't a direct flight. I had a connecting flight, and the connecting flight was still on time. So get on the phone with American Airlines at 5 a.m. Try to figure something out. This guy's basically like, dude, you're kind of screwed. Like, there's really nothing I can do. There's no flights into Louisville. And I'm like, well, I don't think you understand. Like, I need to get into Louisville. Like, there's really nothing else I can do. And he's like, well, can you get on a flight out of Fort Lauderdale in like 30 minutes? I'm like, well, no, that's an hour away. So that doesn't work. He's like, well, then your only other option is to fly into Lexington. And I'm like, and how far is that from Louisville? He's like, oh, a little over an hour. I'm like, okay, cool. I don't have a car. I'm flying alone. I don't know anyone in Lexington. So luckily, Colby from LJ last year lives in Kentucky, a little ways away from Lexington, but she goes to college at Moorhead. So she has a decent amount of friends in that area. So it's 5 a.m. and I'm texting her like, I know you're not even awake yet. I'm probably going to be on a flight when you read this, but like, do you have any friends around the Lexington area that just happen to be driving to Louisville today that like I could hitch a ride with? Like, I'm kind of just screwed right now. I don't want to take an Uber by myself for an hour. I don't feel the safest doing that. I don't know like what Kentucky's like, so I just don't feel comfortable doing that. Like, my family didn't want me to do that. Justin did not want me to do that. So I just get on my first flight, fingers crossed, just like hoping for something. Justin's like messaging anyone he knows in Kentucky. Like, I'm just trying to like call out the troops, like, someone help me, please. I'll pay, please. I land my first flight. Colby is an angel, has literally everything figured out. She's like, boom, I have a friend. This is the car she drives. Just text her when you land. She's going to pick you up. She's going to drive you to Louisville. Like, and I'm like, wow, you are literally a lifesaver. So somehow that was all figured out. Such a sweet girl that picked me up from the airport. We had just great conversations all the way to Louisville. It was a nice, easy drive. And then I got to Louisville and I'm checking into my hotel. And guess who's behind me in line? Snooki from Jersey Shore. She's a cheer mom now, and that was the first time I've ever, like everyone always runs into her cheer competitions, and I'm like, I feel like I'm the only one that has never seen Snooki. The next thing I know, she's right behind me at the hotel. I did not say hi. I did not get a picture. You're just going to have to take my word for it. It did happen. So anyway, that was the travel fiasco, but I did make it, obviously, safe and sound. Finally checked into the hotel. Everything was going swimmingly. We had practice that night. Day one, like I said, we had bowling. Such a fun night. Then we go into day two, and they did another, like, a good routine, obviously, for just what, like, they have been hitting pretty much in the gym, so it wasn't, obviously, the routine that they had hoped for, or maybe, like, the routine that we knew that they were capable of, but it was still a good routine, and then we get our scores back, and we're like, oh, my God, they love the routine. Like, we scored so high, and then we had, like, a little discrepancy on a deduction. So the way it works is you go into this thing called AccuScore. I've talked about it before. And we're in AccuScore, and these coaches of, like, other gyms are just, like, I'm not going to lie, just getting very angry at the competition, just saying, like, the scoring is ridiculous, or just, like, they don't agree with the deductions. And we're like, oh, my God, guys, I'm kind of scared to, like, go in and talk to these people. But I don't know how these other people were handling it, because we walk in. The nicest people, like, some coaches, I feel like, go into AccuScore, like, fuming. One, you have to realize the people in AccuScore are not the judges. They're not the ones that gave you those deductions or those scores or mess up your scores or whatever the case is. Like, they're not those people. So taking the anger out on them does not really equate to anything that you're reading on the score sheet. One. Two, they are the people that could help you. So, like, going in there angry and, like, screaming at them, you're probably not going to get the outcome that you want. So I'm thinking that's how other people handled it, because we walked in just being so nice, because we knew, obviously, like, that's the way you're going to get things accomplished, is just being very level-headed, not trying to, like, fight your point very much, just, like, kind of being more, like, just questioning it, just, like, I want to know the reasoning behind this, or, like, why did you give us this and not this? The nicest people. So we ended up getting clarification on that, but regardless of what was fixed, I guess, quote unquote, on the score sheet, we still would have been in the exact same position that we were. We walked away from the competition with first place and a paid bid, which is huge, because LJ last year, we didn't get a paid bid until our very last competition. So the fact that we got a paid bid this year at our very first competition, not even 2024 yet, like, December 2023, first competition, and that's already, like, that's such a huge weight lifted off our shoulders. So that was huge. However, I could not stay for awards, unfortunately, which I'm so sad about, because that was such an incredible moment for the girls, and I'm so happy for them, and I would have done just about anything to be able to be there to celebrate that moment with them. But Shelly girl drove to the competition with me. Well, not with me. She met me there, because she had to then drive me to the Nashville airport, because I had to get home Sunday night, because I had a cruise on Monday morning the next week, and it was a brand deal cruise, so I was, like, contracted to be there. and there were literally like no flights that would have got me in early enough that just in case, because like I said, it was American Airlines, just in case it was delayed, like I would have missed the whole cruise and I literally would have been screwed because I was contracted, like I had to be on this cruise. So she drove me to the Nashville airport like the angel she is. However, we were in standstill traffic and literally almost missed our flight. So we drove 2 hours to the Nashville airport, running through the airport, have to pee so bad, get through security, and we're like, okay, we're good. I see the gate number on the sign, like, let's go pee and then let's walk to the gate. Normally I am always I need to go check the gate, make sure it's the right gate, make sure everything's good, and then I'll use the bathroom. But we like really had to go, so we had to do it in the reverse. We go to the bathroom, then we walk to where our gate says on the sign, and next thing we know it points an arrow to leaving the airport. We're like, this is odd. And then it says like tram to gate, I think it was like C11 or something. And we're like, okay, I'm thinking like the airport tram, you know, that brings you like one terminal to the other. No, we leave the airport, we walk to the tarmac where the planes are, we get on a bus, a like shuttle bus that is driving us on the tarmac. We had to stop for planes to drive past us to take off. Like I've never been down like on that level in a vehicle moving besides like being on a plane. So luckily, we were talking to everyone. Our entire bus is the flight to Miami. So I'm like, okay, they're not just going to take off without all of us here. So we ended up making it just fine. But I was like, we ended up driving to a whole separate building that was not attached to the airport at all. Like gates, like 8 through 13 or something, were just completely separate building. I don't know if they're going to eventually like connect it one way. It seems very odd, but all is well. We ended up making the flight, getting home by like midnight Sunday night. I had to pack for the cruise before I even left for WSF, got home that night, woke up the next morning, just showered, packed last minute things, and we were immediately on our way to the cruise port to get on the cruise. We were on MSC Magnifica for the week. Like I said, it was a brand deal, which is the most unreal thing ever. I cannot believe that I was like gifted a cruise to work with them and just like to promote the cruise line. Unreal. It was my third cruise of the year, which is crazy because I haven't been on one since I was like 7, and now I've been on 3 this year. But we had the best time, the hospitality. Now granted, like obviously I was on as an influencer, so were we probably getting like extra special treatment? I'm sure. But like genuinely, just they seemed like the best people, the best workers. Like we just had, I think I was most sad about leaving the cruise because I wasn't going to see these people ever again, instead of like actually leaving the vacation of a cruise. Like it was truly just like we met that many nice people. But it was a cruise from Miami to Nassau and then 2 nights in Ocean Cay. So when we went to Nassau, we've been to Nassau so many times in the past 2 years. So we ended up deciding to stay on the ship, which we've never done. We've never like really used the amenities of a cruise ship the last 2 times we've been on. We've gotten off at every single port and then just kind of like went from like our room to the dining hall to the cruise ports to like barely any time at the pool or anything. So it was really nice just getting to really see what like the ship had to offer. We had a spa day, the jacuzzi, we had access to like the private rooftop with the jacuzzi and like the sun deck, and it was amazing. We had such a phenomenal time. The shows on this cruise, probably some of the best parts of the entire cruise, like the best performances and the nicest group of people. We had so many good conversations with the performers and just like getting to see kind of a inside look or just like their stories on what it's like to work on a cruise ship. Like it's crazy. They started, one of the girls that we were talking to, like one of the main performers, was on for 9 months at the beginning of this year. The same cruise ship, you take the same routes for 9 months, and now she's on this one for 6. So like they have a cruise that goes Monday to Friday, and then they disembark that cruise, load the next one, and then they go Friday and Monday, and then it's the same thing over and over and over for 6 months. That's insane. And now I'm on like the world cruise TikTok of like the 9 month world cruise that's happening right now in Royal Caribbean. And I'm like, I don't know if I could do it, guys. It's an awesome way to see the world. But like 9 months on a little cruise ship, I don't know. But anyway, had the best time on the cruise. Then we unfortunately didn't have the best weather. Like it was a little chilly. Obviously that's completely unpredictable. We're lucky that we live in Miami, so we get the sunshine pretty much year round. So it wasn't that much of a big deal to us because we knew that we were going to get sunshine just when we got off the ship in Miami. But it was a little chilly. Luckily we had packed like sweatshirts and stuff, because I know a lot of people didn't, because they just assume like, oh, cruise in Miami, like I don't need a hoodie. But we had that, had a great time. And then we got back off the cruise at about like 8 a.m. on Friday. Got home about 9, and then I had another competition that weekend. So it was like 10 days in a row, 3 trips back to back to back. I was home for a few hours, and then luckily I didn't have to be at the competition until 2 on Saturday. So instead of driving all the way to Tampa, which was 4 hours by myself on Friday, I broke up the trip because Lexi lives pretty much exactly halfway. So I drove to Lexi Friday night. We had a little bit of a girls' night Friday night, which was nice. And then I just got up, drove to Tampa Saturday morning. I don't think I've ever been to like that area of Tampa. It was like truly downtown Tampa. It was a nice like scenic drive. It was the bridge like right over the water and everything by St. Pete. It was a nice drive. I didn't really get to explore Tampa too much though, because I was, like I said, I got there Saturday. We had the competition. I only had Senior SAS there. They did a phenomenal job. They hit 0 both days, which was huge because they had like a really hectic week of practice. And of course, it was the 1 week of practice that I wasn't there. They had like 2 injuries, and we obviously didn't have time to fill people in. So we just like had to move people around and just kind of like make a mini routine to compete, because it was like too late to pull from the competition. And we didn't want, obviously, like the parents already booked everything. So we were like, we're going to go. We're going to put out a safe routine that they feel comfortable with. And they did honestly better than we could have even ever imagined. The fact that they hit 0 both days was huge after the week that they had. But they competed. And then immediately after awards was over, I hopped in my car, drove the 4 hours home. And I have never been so happy to be home. Like, as much as I absolutely love traveling, I'm such like a homebody. I need a day to like reset, at least a day. And I did not get that in between any of the trips. So it was just so nice to be back home. We were home all week. And it has just been filled with cleaning the apartment, doing just some Christmassy things. And then I think the only other big thing that has happened this week is just that Justin and I have been celebrating like our mini holiday together, because we still spend Christmas obviously with our separated families because we're both huge family people. But I do think maybe in the next coming years, we're going to try to figure something out how we can spend it together, because, I mean, we're full-blown adults at this point. We're 25, but eventually his family is moving to Florida, which will be honestly probably like the secret ingredient to making it all work, because they plan to live like a little bit far away, like more towards the Orlando area. But I feel like that's like a 3-4 hour drive. So especially because lately we've been spending the holidays at Lexi's house. We could do like Christmas Eve, Christmas morning there, and then potentially drive to like his family's house to do Christmas night and other stuff like there. So I think that'll definitely make our lives so much easier. We'll be able to hopefully try to make holidays work with both families. But obviously this year we're not able to do that. So we had our early Christmas yesterday as I'm recording this, and we had such a good day. We woke up, opened up our presents. He got me this beautiful David Yurman ring that I am obsessed with. It stacks so nicely over my Cartier ring. I vlogged the whole day, so you guys will see that. After I post this, it'll be coming in like 2 days. So you'll see that vlog. But he did buy me a ring. It is not his engagement ring. Don't get your hopes up. But it is such... I love it. I just keep staring at it. It's so pretty. And then obviously like some other things. But I did a whole haul in the Vlogmas video, so you guys can go see that. But then we had a nice big, I was going to say breakfast, but it was mainly like a brunch because we ate it pretty late. We watched some Christmas movies. We watched something from Tiffany, which is such a good movie. It's like the perfect amount of cheese, such a good plot line. Love that movie. And then we watched half of the Jack Frost movie because I've not seen that in forever. And for some reason, I wanted to watch it. Then we went to dinner at Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen. It just opened up in Miami not that long ago. So Justin has been craving a beef Wellington ever since we went to Alex Earl's Amino Lean launch party in like, I think it was like March or April. We went there and they had like little beef Wellington bites that they were passing around as like an appetizer, and he loved it. And he has been on a beef Wellington kick since and has not been able to have like an actual one. And that's literally what like that restaurant is known for. So we went there, we had an amazing dinner. We had lobster risotto. We both got beef Wellingtons. I had king crab leg. He had mac and cheese, Brussels sprouts. And then we had a dessert. So it was such a good dinner. And we had some drinks too, because they brought them out in like a huge presentation. So his was called Smoke on the Water. And it came out in this huge like smoky little like wow, how would I say it? Just like, it's not like a box, but like, just like a thing for the drink to be like presented in. It was like all filled in smoke when you opened it, and then all the smoke came out. And then my drink was called a letter from Gordon, or a note from Gordon, or something like that. And in it is like a different quote that he said, like one of his iconic quotes from the show. And like, you pull out and it's like everyone gets, it's like a fortune cookie basically. And like everyone gets a different little quote from him. But such a cool experience, such a like nice restaurant, honestly. I bet if you watch the show, like I feel like I've watched maybe a few episodes here and there growing up, but I bet if you were like an avid watcher of the show, you'd probably appreciate that restaurant so much, because it literally is like completely like red team, blue team, kind of like Hell's Kitchen vibe. But such a good dinner. And then I think that's pretty much everything. We have a few more days together, and then he goes home with his family for the holidays. We were supposed to go to Disney on Monday, and unfortunately that's not happening because the weather is just not looking promising. So we don't want to like spend all that money and then honestly just be like miserably wet, rainy, and soggy walking around the park. So I don't think that's going to happen this year. We really wanted to go for Christmas, but we're going to like make it a point, like me, Justin, Lexi, and Sean next year, that like we are for sure going to Disney around Christmas time. So we're going to make it happen no matter what. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen this year. But I think 20 minutes later, that is catching you up to speed on everything. It has been just a hectic beginning of December, but it's finally calming down now. It's super slow, just enjoying the holiday season. And then obviously like we're spending Christmas here, my mom's coming down, we're spending it with our family here, and then I'm gonna fly to Justin for a few days of like New Year's and everything, so we'll get to spend that together. At least we're looking into possibly, I really want to get like a cabin in the snow somewhere. I don't know if that'll be able to happen, but I want to spend New Year's Eve, I want like my High School Musical moment, I want to sing karaoke before the ball drops at midnight in a cabin in the snow somewhere. So we'll see if like we can make that happen. But other than that, that is your like double weekly scoop, because there's been a lot happening. So going into my favorite, it is going to be Hollister, guys. They have made a complete 180 in their clothes. I have worked with them recently a few times, specifically on like the Gilly Hicks line, and then most recently just like on the Hollister website and the brand. I got some of the cutest clothes. I'm wearing the sweat set right now. They make, if you need, or not even if you're in the need, everyone's in the need for some new sweatpants. Go look at Hollister's wide leg sweatpants, the best sweatpants ever. And I feel like it also comes in like short, regular, tall. So if you guys got long legs and you would never find sweatpants that fit you, love that they have those options. They have the best, most comfy wide leg sweatpants ever, and you need to check them out. So Hollister is my favorite right now. And I just feel like Hollister was my favorite like when I was 13. So the fact that it's my favorite again, they've really just like rebranded and just really did a complete like 180 as a brand. And if you've been kind of like turned off from shopping there, just because obviously they went through kind of a many years of like still being in kind of like their old ways as a brand, just know that you can go in now and expect something completely different, because they have some of the cutest, really good quality, and honestly their prices are way better now. So also affordable clothing. So definitely check out Hollister. This is not sponsored. I wish I had a discount code for you. Unfortunately, I do not. But check them out anyway. So I guess it is time to get into some BuzzFeed quizzes. I'm excited. Okay, so the first one is, only someone who's seen Elf more than 10 times can ace this quotes quiz. I've seen Elf. I wish I could like somehow tally up. I wish something, some sort of computer was like keeping track of how many times I watched the movie Elf, and I wish I could see that in like a numerical value, because it's at least twice a year, I would say, and I'm 25. Okay, well, obviously it didn't come out when I was born, but like there's probably some years where I've watched it more than twice, so it's been a lot. Anyway, question number one is, son of a dot dot dot. The answers are human, candy cane, snowman, or nutcracker. Obviously son of a nutcracker. Got that right. Next one. Oh, yes, you did it. Congratulations. World's best cup of coffee. Duh. That's one word that we quote often. Okay, these are the most basic. I wanted like hard-hitting quotes that like you wouldn't know unless you've watched it a million times, but whatever. The next one. I'm in a store and I'm singing. Hey, there's no singing in the North Pole. Yes, there is. Ooh, this next one might stump me. Okay. It's, can I listen to your dot, dot, dot? Necklace, heartbeat, heart, or Christmas carol? Is it heartbeat or heart? I feel like it's heartbeat, but why do I maybe feel like it's heart? Oh, wait, it's necklace. What? No, I knew that. Oh my God. It's when he's wearing the stethoscope. Aw. Guys, I got that one wrong. Why do I think it was heart? It's yes, it's he's pricking his finger. Oh, dang it. Okay, well, whatever. I guess we're not getting 100%. Next one. You sit on a throne of dot dot dot. You sit on a throne of lies. You don't smell like Santa, you smell like beef and cheese. Okay, this next one is like way too easy. Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Come on. First, we'll make snow angels for. Ooh, this is hard. Okay, the options are 20 minutes, 3 hours, a whole day, or 2 hours. First, we'll make snow angels for. I feel like it's 2 hours. Oh, I got it right. First, we'll make snow angels for 2 hours, and then we'll go ice skating. Then we'll eat a whole roll of Toll House cookie dough as fast as we can. And then to finish, we'll snuggle. Ooh. Ooh. Why do I not know this one? Okay, so the next one is, it's just nice to meet another human that shares my affinity for dot dot dot. Syrup, elf culture, the North Pole, or food? Elf culture? Okay, I got it right. That's a nice purple dress. It's very dressy, purpley, short or long. It's very purpley. Duh. Okay. Have you seen these toilets? They're ginormous. Got that one right. I got 9 out of 10. I can't believe I missed that one. I should have got 100%. Okay, the next one. The Grinch is reportedly the most popular Christmas movie of this year, but can you finish all seven of his most iconic quotes? Number one, 4 o'clock, wallow in self-pity. 4:30, stare into the abyss. 5 o'clock, solve world hunger. Dot dot dot. Tell no one. Correct. Next one. Am I just eating because I'm fat? I'm green? I'm sad? I'm bored. I'm just eating because I'm bored. Duh. Blast is Christmas music. Dot dot dot. Ooh, I don't know this one. Okay, options are. It's joyful and triumphant. It's cheerful and festive. It's gleefully and joyous. It's jolly and loud. Blast is Christmas music. It's. Ah, cheerful and festive is the first thing I'm thinking of. Oh, but I was wrong. It's joyful and triumphant. Dang it. Okay, one man's toxic sludge is another man's potpourri. Did know that one. The holiday dot dot dot. It's the holiday hoobie whatty. Yep, got that one correct. Next one. If you utter so much as one syllable dot dot dot, I'll call your mother. I'll hunt you down and gut. Oh yeah, it's I'll hunt you down and gut you like a fish. It's that one. If I say it in his voice, it helps like trigger the memory in my brain. I just noticed your dot dot dot, my dear. I think it's I just noticed you're improperly packaged, my dear. I think it's when Cindy Lou Who wraps her up into. Yes. Oh, that's it. I got 6 out of 7. You scored better than 69% of all other quiz takers. Yeah, but it should have been more. It says amazing. Sure, the Grinch may hate a lot of things, but one thing is for sure, he could never hate such a big fan like you. So impressive. Thanks. Should have been better. All right, next one. This is. I'm willing to bet your Christmas movie opinions are more rare and divisive than you think. So let's see. First one, Home Alone or Elf? Guys, this might be unpopular, but I'm gonna go Elf. I like Home Alone, but they're not my favorite. They're like not. Home Alone 2 is definitely more Christmassy, I feel like, than Home Alone 1. The plot line is really good, but to me, it's not like a full-blown Christmas movie. So I'm going Elf. Wow, see, I knew I was unpopular. 58% say Home Alone, 42% say Elf. The next one is the Santa Claus or Christmas with the Cranks. Oh, I love Christmas with the Cranks. Okay, we're currently literally before I started recording this, we're watching the Santa Claus. I love both of them, but I think if I was by myself and I had to watch one, I think I would choose Christmas with the Cranks. And I know this is unpopular. Yeah, 76% the Santa Claus, 24% Christmas with the Cranks. I love both. That was a really hard decision. But like I said, I think if I was by myself, I would choose Christmas with the Cranks. I really like it for some reason. Next one, Love Actually or Four Christmases? I don't think I've ever actually watched Love Actually. And the last time I was on my flight home from Thanksgiving, I downloaded it to on Netflix to watch it. And I didn't end up watching it. I ended up falling asleep. So I'm gonna go for Christmases. And again, I have a very unpopular taste in movies, I guess. 58% say Love Actually, 42% say Four Christmases. The next one, I feel like I'd just can't answer, so I'm not. I'm just going to view the results. But Black Christmas or Krampus, I don't think I've seen either. 52% say Black Christmas and 48% say, was it Krampus or Krampus? Are those both like scary movies of Christmas? I feel like Christmas movies should not be scary. Well, I don't think I've seen these ones either. Okay, I'm going to skip the ones that I haven't seen. Okay. How the Grinch Stole Christmas or The Polar Express? Gotta go The Grinch. They're both good, but I have to go The Grinch. Okay, that was my first one that I actually agree with majority of the population. 71% say Grinch, 29% say The Polar Express. I think more people would like The Polar Express if they made it live action. And I don't know why they haven't, considering it's humans. Like, I feel like The Grinch was harder to make live action than Polar Express. And I think it would be better, because not gonna lie, it's kind of creepy. I love it. But it is kind of a creepy movie. I think they should make it with real humans. I don't think I've ever seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. So the next one is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation or The Holiday. I'm going to go The Holiday. Again, not in a popular vote. Not, what? That didn't make sense. Not a popular vote. 61% say National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and only 39% say The Holiday. But I do really like The Holiday. Ooh, the next one. We got the new Netflix movies head-to-head. The Night Before Christmas with Vanessa Hudgens or Let It Snow. I think I'm going to go Let It Snow. The Night Before Christmas was good, but a little cheesy. I'm going to go Let It Snow. And wow, 55% say Let It Snow. 45% say The Night Before Christmas. How many more do we have? Only a few more. Okay. The Holiday or Love Hard? I'm definitely going The Holiday, even though it's technically like all holiday movies. I think it's better than Love Hard. Yeah, 60% say Holiday, 40% say Love Hard. And the last one, The Princess Switch or Home Alone 2. Honestly, The Princess Switch is really good. But Home Alone 2, like I said, is my favorite Home Alone, so I'm going to go that one. But The Princess Switch is a really good Netflix Christmas movie. But 78% say Home Alone 2, 22% say The Princess Switch. I kind of figured that would be that way. I'm surprised they even put those head-to-head. I've been doing a lot of talking. I need some water. Hold on a second. Sorry, guys. This is what happens when I record alone. Okay, next one. Check off the holiday activities you do, and we'll reveal if you're more like the Grinch or Buddy the Elf. Starting with, check off each tradition and activity you do to celebrate Christmas in the holiday season. Hang up stockings, I do. Decorate your front yard, I don't have a front yard, so I can't check that one out. Hand out cards, we did this year, so I'm going to check that one. Buy presents, obviously. Watch Christmas movies, duh. Watch Christmas specials of your favorite shows. Ooh. Can't say I do that one. I feel like I do that more for Thanksgiving. Like, I watch Thanksgiving, like, Gossip Girl episodes. I don't really watch Christmas episodes of shows that much. Bake cookies, we do. Decorate the tree, obviously. Hand out candy canes, no. Sing carols, I mean, I don't go, like, door to door, but, like, I definitely sing Christmas music, so sure, we'll knock it off. Build a gingerbread house, I didn't do that this year. Drink hot chocolate, I did not do that either. Stay up on Christmas Eve, I mean, not more than normal, I feel like, so no. Drive around and look at Christmas lights. I always do that with my dad, but I'm not going home with him this year, which is kind of sad. So I feel like I can't block that one off. Make a wish list. I did not have one thing on my wish list this year. I do not. There's literally nothing that I need or want. Brought presents? Yes. Leave milk and cookies out for Santa. I did as a kid, and I will definitely do when I have kids. Leave carrots out for the reindeer. Same thing there. String a popcorn garland? No. And drink eggnog? No. Oh, that's it. That's the only question. Okay, let's see. I'm a Grinch. Weird. Okay, so it says, this time of year makes you realize just how much you can relate to the Grinch. No. Maybe it's because you just can't stand how cheerful and annoying people's merry mood is, but you actually do like Christmas deep down. Okay, that one was dumb. Don't ever take that one because what? I checked off literally. It says I checked off more than 25% of quiz takers. 8 out of 20 checked. Sorry. I guess I didn't do enough. That's false. I just don't have a front yard. Kind of rude. That was dumb. Don't take that one. Next one. Plan a holiday party and we'll tell you what seasonal dessert you truly embody. If I don't get apple pie, I'm going to be kind of mad. First of all, where are you having this party? The options are at a restaurant, at home, in an old barn, or at the park. If I'm having the party, I don't even know how to set up a party at a restaurant. So like, it's definitely going to be at home. I'll have my house very nicely decorated. The only thing about having a party at home is kind of scary because you can't control when people are leaving. So how many people are you inviting? Definitely the lowest option, 5 to 10. 10 would be absolute max, I think. 5 5 to 10, that sounds great. What drinks are you going to serve your guests? Hot chocolate, champagne, or water? Get your own drinks. I'm trying to have fun too. You know, I feel like I would do espresso martinis, and that's not an option. So, hot chocolate's boring, but like I would choose hot chocolate or champagne, I guess. So, whatever, hot chocolate. What are you going to do? Watch a Christmas movie, hand out gifts, play a game, just talk. Definitely play a game, and definitely probably do like a white elephant, Secret Santa kind of thing, but I feel like that could fall under a game, so we'll choose play a game. What are you going to eat for dinner? A full turkey dinner? Absolutely not. Mac and cheese, pizza, or leftovers? Well, neither. Like, it'd probably just be a bunch of appetizers. Like, it'd be like buffalo chicken dip and jalapeno popper dip. So I guess like mac and cheese, because maybe that would be like a dish option there. So we'll go for that one. What music are you listening to? Christmas music, pop, rock, classical. Obviously Christmas music. It's a Christmas party. And finally, what party favors are you giving out? Candy canes, shot glasses, or leftovers? I guess shot glasses. Let's see. I'm a sugar cookie. It says, you're a sugar cookie. Like this tree, you're absolutely amazing and a real sweetie. You're tough and a reliable friend. Aw, thanks, BuzzFeed. I guess I'm okay with that because, like, they're really cute Christmas sugar cookies. But I did want apple pie. All right, we got two more. This one is, eat nothing but cookies for a day and we'll reveal what your job would be at the North Pole. Let's see. If I had to guess what I'd be good at. Well, according to Elf, there's, like, not many jobs for someone at the North Pole. Because, like, they have, like, the baking cookies in a tree, but that never worked out. I feel like I would be a good toy maker. Like, what other job options are there? Let's see. Let's start off the day right. Pick the perfect gingerbread man. Classic, intricate, small, or colorful? The classic one looks kind of creepy, not gonna lie. The eyes are really scary. The intricate one is really pretty. But I'm not, like, I feel like one gingerbread cookie kind of puts me over the edge. So I'm gonna go small. I feel like that's a good option. Time for more cookies. Frosted sugar cookies, peanut butter blossoms, ginger snaps, or chocolate chip cookies. I love a good classic chocolate chip cookie. I'm going to go with that one. Which of these cookies will make your day merry? Double chocolate chip, eggnog cookies, black and white cookies, or crinkle cookies? Double chocolate chip cookies. I don't think I like eggnog. I also think I've made that up, and I don't think I've ever tried it. I think I just put that in my head from when I was a kid. My mom really liked it. And my sister never liked milk, and I think I just took that also as a personality trait. And I think because she didn't like it, I just said I didn't like it, so I never drink it. And she said she didn't like eggnog, so I think that's why I don't like eggnog. I should maybe start forming opinions on my own, but I feel like that's what just being like a little sibling is like, so I just followed in her footsteps. So, don't think I like eggnog cookies. Anyway. Choose the cookies that are calling your name. Shortbread cookies, snickerdoodles, peanut butter cookies, or oatmeal raisin cookies. Definitely snickerdoodles. Pick the perfect cookies. Peppermint macarons, monster cookies, meringue cookies, or white chocolate macadamia cookies. The monster cookies here look really good. They're filled with M&Ms and they look absolutely delicious. Which cookies will you end the night with? I need dessert after I finish recording this podcast. Jam cookies, cranberry orange cookies, molasses cookies, or whoopie pies. I'm going to go whoopie pie. I don't think I've ever had one, but it looks really good. Okay, last one. Finally, who are you sharing these cookies with? My family, my friends, my significant other, or yeah, they're all for me. Justin is a big cookie guy, so we're going to go my significant other. Let's see. Oh, interesting. Okay, I am a reindeer veterinarian. Yes, the North Pole job that's meant for you is reindeer veterinarian. On those days when Rudolph's nose isn't shining so bright, Santa knows exactly who to call. You know all the best remedies for magical reindeer ailments. Santa and the elves are always sure that you'll have Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, and Rudolph in tip-top shape for the big night. You know, that seems like a pretty important job, and I will take it. Okay, the very last one. I pulled the most random lyrics from popular Christmas songs. Can you guess which song they're from? Probably not. I feel like I'm not good with lyrics, and I feel like I make up my own words to songs as I sing them, so we'll see. I don't think I'm going to be very good at this. Works until I see your face, I linger hoping you might stay. The options are Under the Mistletoe, Santa Tell Me, 12 Days of Christmas, or Santa Baby. I think it might be Santa Baby. I was wrong, it was Under the Mistletoe, and that was going to be my first guess. Dang it. We're not off to a good start. Next one, think of all the boys that I haven't kissed. I feel like I know this, but I can't sing it in tune. so I don't know what it is. The options are Wrapped in Red, Santa Baby, Last Christmas, or White Christmas. Ah, Santa Baby. Yes, I got it right. Next one. Ah, this is an easy one. This year, to keep me from tears, I give to someone special. Obviously, Last Christmas. Snowing and blowing in bushels of fun. Yeah, the jingle hop has begun. Jingle Bell Rock. I won't make a list and send it to the North Pole for St. Nick. Okay, the options are All I Want for Christmas Is You, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, Santa Claus is Coming to Town to Rock Around the Christmas Tree. I feel like it has to be All I Want for Christmas Is You, because that makes sense. Like, I won't make a list because All I Want for Christmas Is You. Yeah, that's right. I don't know what part of the song that comes in. I probably do if I put the song on, but currently nothing's coming to my head. Wow, this next one. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, Over the Hills We Go. Isn't that Frosty the Snowman? Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump. Yeah, I got it right. 5 out of 6 correct. You scored better than 80% of all the quiz takers. Crushed it. You're basically a Christmas music expert. You probably even sing some holiday songs in your sleep. That's how well you know them. Cool. Well, I hope this got you in the Christmas spirit, because this will be our last episode of the Christmas season. Next Monday is Christmas, so we are not going to be posting a podcast episode, but we'll be recording while we're together. So you'll get one the week after to recap all of our holiday festivities and give you a little bit more of the holiday season, at least. But I hope you enjoyed. Next week we'll be together, probably all three of the Fuller Girls together on the podcast. I know that some are your favorites, so maybe Sean will even make an appearance. But hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. I hope you have a Merry Christmas if you celebrate. If not, happy holiday season, whatever you do celebrate. I hope you just have an amazing time with loved ones. And yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks. So thanks for listening to this episode of Outgoing Without Going Out. Bye.